This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Of course, we are experiencing reports of a Rogers outage impacting Rogers customers throughout the country, both in terms of phone and internet service. So if you have Rogers and you're not listening to this, you're impacted. And for those of you who don't, you're laughing. You're enjoying your day with your lovely internet and telephones. Let's talk tech with Mark Aflalo. Mark is the host of Double Tap TV, which you can find Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. And Mark joins us this morning from Montreal. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm flying literally a bit blind today with this Rogers outage. It's kind of stranded me in this studio by myself. Sam Robinson, our audio producer, is my only connection to the outside world.
Dave, I had to pull up close to my Volkswagen dealer because my phone's not working. Data was working, but then data died 2 seconds before this interview. So I had to get on a Wi-Fi hotspot hoping that it would actually work. And guess what? Here we are.
Hey, look at that, how the world comes together from time to time, catching up with Mark Aflalo. Okay, Mark, so let's talk about Twitter here, because it was reported that Twitter is going to be studying the fairness of its algorithms to find out whether or not there's some racial biases or other biases against minorities on the platform. So, Mark, I think we need to start with some basics here, some broad strokes, because the word algorithm gets tossed around a lot. But what is an algorithm?
Okay, so the actual definition of the word algorithm when it comes to this is a process or set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem-solving operations, especially by a computer for basic algorithm division. So basically what we're saying here is there are computers and machine learning and AI that's in place that is able to take in a bunch of different pieces of data. For example, if you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter and it knows that you're male, it knows your age range, it knows what you look for often and what you browse, it can then guess as to what you might want to see. So it makes suggestions based on your usage history. It's kind of like the best example is when you search for something on Google and then all you see are ads for those items. That's because there's an algorithm in place that says, okay, he's looking for this umbrella for his patio. Let's make sure he sees every option that exists in the world. That's an algorithm that works behind the scenes to make various things happen.
And in defense of the algorithm, sometimes I do want a Montreal Canadiens cap. You know, every now and then I do want that posted on my Facebook feed to see if I want to buy that. So, Mark, let's talk about these algorithms a little bit more, because, again, they might be man-made or man-programmed, but they are machine learning. So is it possible for an algorithm to be racially biased?
I mean, not in the literal sense of it. It can be racially biased in a way based on patterns and based on learning. So, if you're a Hispanic woman and you're searching online for things that are in your realm and things that are in your community, it's going to identify you as a Hispanic woman of a certain age, and it's going to give you results based on that. So, if you look at things like political points of view or advertising, for example, it may deliver things that are more tailored to your type of audience. In the same way, I'm a white guy in Montreal. It's going to notice that I live in the West Island of Montreal. I speak majority of my, spoken word is English, and I like a lot of tech. So it's going to deliver stuff like that. So it doesn't, it doesn't say, oh, this is a white person, let's not deliver stuff that's, for other people. It just, looks at the data as actual ones and zeros and says, okay, it meets this criteria, so let's deliver this content.
Now, Mark, there is a political side to this as well, because there is some investigation going on in the United States in regards to transparency in terms of algorithms. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook are facing some criticisms from the U.S. Congress, especially after the January 6th insurrection on the U.S. Capitol. So what connection did that insurrection have with a bias in algorithm?
So, you know, when you look at a day like that, when there was a lot of chatter online about things that were happening and things that were going on, what it realized, it's kind of like when you're looking at Twitter and you see there's, you know, trending topics, or YouTube, you see most popular videos based on the amount of people that are watching it. Well, there were a lot of people talking about the insurrection. There were a lot of people using online media to talk about them being there or planning on being there. So it became popular just by nature of search results. So, you know, there is conversation about the fact, you know, were social networks, did they have a play in, you know, making this bigger than it was? Did they have a part in making it worse, making the outcome worse than it possibly was because of the popularity of the searches and the information that it delivered? You know, yeah, it's possible, but at the end of the day, it really, as you said, it boils down to a computer. It's not a human being that was in there going, oh, let's you know, make sure all the white supremacists are getting, you know, equal airtime, if not better airtime. And this goes back to, you know, and if you look at the political side of things, this goes back to elections back, you know, 10, 15 years ago. You know, people have been complaining that social media has driven things a little bit crazy. I mean, look back a year ago to, you know, this pandemic we're living in today. Would we be as freaked out and as aware of what's going on in the world if social media wasn't there so that everybody could share their opinion, whether there's truth to it or not? Mm. And I think that's the big battle at the end of the day, is accuracy and information. It's hard in this day and age to trust what you see on the internet, you know, unless it's coming from an extremely reputable source. And those sources can, you know, at the end of the day, are also potentially influenced. How do you know what's true and what's not? Mm. How do you know what someone is just, someone puts up a blog and, you know, becomes popular, or, you know, spends some money doing search engine optimization so they become even more and more popular? How does anybody know that that's true or false? You know, I think it's up to us at the end of the day as humans to really, you know, take things with a grain of salt until we are 100% aware of the source of the information that we're reading, and not necessarily, you know, consider it as actual gospel until we know where it came from.
As someone who fights with people, you know, in the comment section on the regular, yes, I will agree that we do live sometimes in a post-truth world.
Yeah, and don't forget that, you know, it tends to be the more vocal people out there who tend to be some of the crazier people out there, who have a lot of time on their hands, who like to proliferate negativity and inaccuracies. And those are the ones that tend to be more outspoken and more present on these comment boards and Reddit and all over the place. Whereas other people who, you know, work in 9 to 5, you know, not as, you know, susceptible to all this misinformation out there, they're not necessarily the ones that are sitting out there putting out the information. They're consuming it. Unfortunately, the more vocal audience is the one that tends to break through because of things like computer algorithms. It looks for what are people talking about, yeah, and it tries to promote that stuff. Unfortunately, we need to find ways to get some human intervention there, or teach the computers that are sifting through this information to determine whether or not something might be accurate. And
so,
that's hard.
So that comes back to this question in terms of conversations about legislation around transparency of algorithms. Would that actually be effective?
I think it would be effective in a way that we would be aware of how they work and what data is being used. And maybe there will be an opportunity for people who might be smarter than them to weigh in and say, hey, you know what? Maybe if you change this to this, it might change something. And I think there could be positivity that comes from it. And I think transparency needs to exist so that we know how this information is being deducted. And we know that, you know, there's no nefarious action being done there. Mm. You know, there could be a human being that says who's, you know, trying to cause harm, who says, let me make sure this stuff is coming up more frequently than others. And maybe it takes this mandated transparency or mandated research into what's going on to find those loopholes.
Mm. Mark, you and I are going to be connecting a couple times off the air this week, but I'm curious, for folks who want to catch you on Double Tap TV tomorrow, what's coming up?
Oh, this is an exciting one because we're going to be talking all about the brand new AMI TV Android app.
Hey, already downloaded on my phone and definitely enjoying use. So definitely happy to see the AMI app being available on Android. Hey, Mark, thank you for this. Have a great episode of Double Tap TV tomorrow. And you and I will talk off the air sometime this week. Who knows?
Absolutely.
Providing Rogers comes back in the mix. Otherwise, I'm just going to go live in a hole.
Exactly.
That's Mark Aflalo. He's the host of Double Tap TV, and he joined us this morning from Montreal. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.